Thank you, Sarah. Now to our last batch of stories on this part of Chatterbox, which include plans for Norfolk County Council to sell a dozen sites, and investigations are underway after two cases of suspected arson in the city. But first, major city centre disruption begins.
Motorists have been warned to expect frustration as one of the main roads through the city centre will be closed for up to 11 weeks. As more major roadworks begin, the £2.5 million revamp work will see Bank Plain closed in both directions until the end of March as part of the continuing work on the Transport for Norwich scheme in the Prince of Wales Road area. Nearby Bank Street will also be closed, while the Upper King Street, Agricultural Hall Plain, bus lane will be shut as part of the works, which, it is hoped, will improve bus journey times and facilities for pedestrians and cyclists. A scheme spokesman said they appreciated it would cause frustration, but hoped that the advance warning would help ease the pain.
A seal has again been spotted miles inland, swimming in a river in Norwich, but its appearance is not universally popular. It is believed the wild animal has been a regular visitor to the River Wensum in Norwich since October, but fishermen are concerned about its impact on the population of carp and pike in the river, which they claim has dwindled significantly since the arrival of the seal. Fisherman Thomas Smith said the seal was destroying everything in the river and caused complete carnage. He added that the seal was affecting the community that fish in the urban area, who now have to compete with the seal to catch their fish. A Sea and Shore Watch UK spokesman said the seal was safe despite being far away from the sea. They added, seals are solitary creatures, and it's not uncommon for them to travel miles to find areas where there are large supplies of fish and no competition from other seals. Seals are just as happy in fresh water as in salt water, and as long as there is a good supply of fish, he could be here to stay.
A school and a thatched cottage bought to make way for a bypass are among more than a dozen properties which Norfolk County Council is looking to sell. The County Council aims to cut how much it spends maintaining the property it owns by £2.3 million over the next 3 years, while bringing in cash by selling surplus property. And at a meeting of the Conservative-controlled Cabinet, councillors will be asked to agree that 16 properties can be put up for sale. Among them is Trouse Primary School. The council is currently building a new primary school, which is due to open this September. That means the current primary school in Del Loke will become vacant. The council's children's services department says it does not need the building, and the head of property says the authority has no other use for it. Another property which could be sold is a thatched cottage in Long Stratton. It was bought by the council in 2004 because it was on the route of the mooted Long Stratton bypass. But the route of that road has since been changed, so the building is no longer affected by that scheme. Councillors are being asked to agree to sell it.
A £500,000 project to build a new cancer support centre has received £15,000 donation from a charity fundraising group. The Lilac Ladies, who raise funds for Norfolk and Waveney charity Big C, has donated £26,400 in funds to boost three cancer-based projects. The biggest beneficiary was Big C's Nearer to Home appeal, which is looking to raise £500,000 towards a new centre in Dereham Road. A further £10,000 was donated towards a state-of-the-art research camera at the UEA's School of Biological Science to record changes in cell structures. Dr. Chris Bushby, chief executive of Big C, said, once again, this donation will make a considerable and significant difference to the work happening here in Norfolk to support those in our community affected by cancer and to find out more effective treatments to combat the disease through groundbreaking research by talented scientists.
An investigation has been launched by police after two fires were started in the city centre within an hour of each other, including one which resulted in several explosions. Police were initially called to reports of a suspected arson at a property in Balderstone Court off Calvert Street. Fire crews from Sprowston, Earlham and Carrow also attended and used hose reel jets to extinguish the fire before using a thermal imaging camera to check for any hot spots. But then, less than an hour later, police were made aware of another suspected arson incident on Prince of Wales Road, near to the Nelson Hotel. In this incident, bedding appeared to be set on fire, resulting in what one witness described as several small explosions after the fire took hold. Nobody was injured in either fire, but initial inquiries led officers to believe that the two incidents are likely to be connected. Norfolk police confirmed that a man in his 20s had been arrested in connection with the two incidents.
The owners of the Norwich Tattoo Studio have said that an act of vandalism at their shop has taken away some of the spirit of Norwich. Hannah Weston, who owns Cavalry Tattoo Studio on Bank Plain with fellow artists Thomas Bates and Josh Fisher, said the vandalism was a blow to the new business. She said, "We discovered the vandalism and it's thankfully contained to one door, but the entire door is shattered as it's fully glass." Police confirmed that they had been made aware of the incident, but that the investigation was closed unless any new evidence came to light. "We've now invested in better CCTV that has also had night vision to help us catch the culprit should it happen again."
That's all from James and me. Now it's over to Richard Matthew and Sam Elmhurst for the next part of Chatterbox.